I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. News that the U.S. government is prepared to go to unprecedented lengths to shore up the financial system boosted stock markets everywhere. European stocks had their best day ever. In Asia, the Tokyo exchange was the laggard. Its index showed a 4% rise. New York steamed ahead, almost duplicating yesterday's 4% increase. Here's the good news markets heard that pushed them up. The U.S. Treasury is putting up $50 billion to insure money market mutual funds, and there's a temporary ban on short selling in financial stocks. We'll have more on that coming up. The boldest move of all, though, is a government plan to buy up hundreds of billions of dollars in bad mortgages and other toxic debts. As the World's Matthew Bell reports, it looks like the most extensive government bailout in the financial sector since the Great Depression.
President Bush said the series of recent government interventions to help individual corporations such as AIG, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac were necessary, but more comprehensive government action is needed, specifically in the housing sector.
We must address the root cause behind much of the instability in our markets. Mortgage assets that have lost value during the housing decline and are now restricting the flow of credit. America's economy is facing unprecedented challenges, and we are responding with unprecedented action.
They're calling it a troubled asset relief program. The details still have to be worked out between Congress, the Treasury Department, and the Federal Reserve. But in essence, the plan would amount to the U.S. government using taxpayers' money to buy up bad mortgages and other bad debts from financial institutions and then selling them off in an orderly way. Earlier this morning, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson held a short news conference to sketch out what the troubled asset relief program would look like. He said it would be big, in the range of hundreds of billions of dollars, and Paulson said it would be targeted at the underlying threat to the U.S. and global economy.
The root cause of the stress in the capital markets is the real estate correction and what's going on in terms of the price declines in real estate. So again, we're coming together to work for an expeditious solution, which is aimed right at the heart of this problem.
Paulson and President Bush both said now is not the time for a debate about how things got to this point. It's time for action, and they urged Congress to act with them with a sense of urgency. Paulson said he would work through the weekend with leaders in Congress. He said they would be asked to take action on legislation next week. Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank is the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee. He said today that he's confident a plan can get approved within 2 weeks' time, but Frank said some big questions remain unanswered.
We're a society with money. We can find the money. The question is, will it work? I hope it will. I hope that we will do two things, though. Again, if all we were doing was this intervention and buying up the bad debts and not changing the system, then I would be against it. This has to be part of a commitment that we will intervene to correct the mistakes of the past, but we will also make some rules to prevent these mistakes from happening again.
But it's unlikely that new comprehensive regulations for Wall Street will be put in place before the Bush administration leaves office, so deciding on those new rules will likely be left for the next U.S. president. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.